Hey, everybody.
Love
hey,
Hope Radio.
Hello, hello, everybody. This is KC. Thank you, each and every one of you all, for tuning in to She's On Radio. I'm so sorry we are behind today. Somebody sent a virus to my computer, but we're going to let go and we're going to let God on that. And I'm just tongue-tied for right now. I just want to welcome my co-host for tonight. Tell everybody how you doing, man.
What's going on, everybody? Y'all know who this is. It's Petty P calling out of the 757. What's going on, ladies?
All right, Teddy, tonight we are anticipated to have a wonderful show tonight. We are going to have an awesome guest. I hope she's still here. I'm so sorry for having you waiting so long, but we're going to have Saya tonight, and that's an awesome, awesome thing. So, Teddy, how was your weekend, man?
Man, my day was, it was a little bit, you know, rough, but other than that, God got me through, so I'm blessed.
That's a good thing, that's a good thing. What's going on? You okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. I had a little headache, you know, earlier. You know, I had to go do some laundry. I had to, you know, go in the heat, but other than that, you know, God got me through. I'm here with you today.
What is going on with these headaches, man?
Bro, I don't even know. You know, I had a little stress going on, but that's what probably brought mine on. But, you know, I'm good. How about you? How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing okay. Like you said, I'm blessed. I can't complain. You know, God got me here. Other than the mishap today with the virus, karma's going to come to them. But we're not going to talk about that because we got to keep pushing, right?
Amen.
Got to keep pushing. Thank God I had a little notebook tablet in the interview. In the garage, I had to run outside to go get it, but yeah, I'm here, so if I'm breathing hard, everybody, please forgive me. But for the ladies tonight, I already know why you are here, so we are going to introduce you to our guest for tonight, Miss Saya. How are you doing?
You can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
What's good, fam?
What's good with you? I'm so sorry, man. Man, I'm so sorry about everything.
It's all good, because while y'all was taking y'all time, I was over here getting faded.
I hear that. I hear that so. To everybody that do not know who Saya is, I'm going to enlighten you, but she's going to enlighten you some more. I don't know why you don't know who she is. She is all over the globe. She is awesome. This is my first time talking to you. I'm a little bit nervous. Just a little teeny bit. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be real with you.
Uh-huh.
But, I just want to congratulate you on your success, man.
Thank you, man. For real, it's been a long road, baby.
But it was worth it. Look, it was worth it. You got people over here screaming in the background.
It's always worth it.
Good, that's good. So why don't you tell everybody a little bit about you?
Man, for those who don't know, man, my name's Saya from Brooklyn, Bed Stuy. On the come up, just out here grinding, working hard. Man, working on some very, very blessed situations right now. I just moved to L.A. with Tank, the singer. And, it's about to be a game changer in a minute.
Well, that's definitely. Did you? Hold on. Did you say Tank?
Yes, Tank.
Oh, Lord, I don't know about nobody else. I'm a dominant woman, but I love me some Tank, girl. You hear me?
You ain't the only one, bro. You ain't the only one.
Yes, that's an honor, man. That's an honor.
Yeah, man.
How does it feel to be around Tank? Like, Lord, how does that feel?
You know what? It's so weird, bro, because growing up, yeah, I mean, I grew up to the whole Aaliyah era, and I was a diehard Aaliyah fan, and just to know that he worked with her and wrote a lot of her music, and then also knowing that that's that man behind that I Deserve record. Yeah,
right.
It's pretty dope, man. He's a very good guy, very humble, and he believes in my movement. So, yeah, man, it's just been blessings.
Man, that's deep. That's deep. You have anything to ask Sia, Teddy?
Excuse me?
Oh, no, I was talking to Teddy.
I'm just like my bro, Casey. I'm, like, so in awe. I'm, like, kind of a little bit nervous. What inspires you to do your music, to keep you going?
Besides doing music?
Yeah.
Honestly, man, I just like to surround myself with good energy, positive vibes, you know what I mean? That's the type of stuff that I'm really on, you know what I mean? And then me just moving out here to L.A., man, I've been around so many amazing people, all types of celebrities and people behind the scenes, so it's just a real inspiration, man. I don't really do much. I don't go out too much unless that check is there, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, that. Got Teddy over there quiet, man.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of them. I had my questions, you know, wrote them down, you know, so I could have them, but I'm like, I'm just in awe. So who are your musical influences? New, old school, new school?
Well, of course, I would definitely go back to Aaliyah. Aaliyah was definitely a big inspiration to my music, big influence. I rap, but I really don't listen to a lot of rap music, and it sounds weird, but definitely R&B inspires me more than hip-hop. So, yeah, then, of course, you know, cats like Big L, Hov, Biggie, you know what I mean, Tupac. The newer comers, I definitely rock with that boy Kendrick Lamar. This dude is very intelligent when it comes to his music, his craft, and yeah, man, cats like that.
Cool, that's what's up, that's what's up. Bro, you got any questions? You over there quiet now? Come on.
Man, because I'm just can't believe him on the phone, sorry. I can't believe that I am interviewing Sire. I'm just, you know, it's an honor, man, because I've been following you, look. Okay, don't call me a stalker, right?
Uh-oh.
But I've been following you since I've seen you long. Like, I know it's been about, I'm going to say about 5 or 6 years now. Thank God, Facebook wasn't all that big then, but I think it was down to the downlink era, you know, and everybody used to be on downlink, and I came across you, and you know, we have a lot of good LGBT artists out there, so I'm not gonna compare you, but I'm gonna say that you speak realness, and you know, it's hard. You know, to find somebody to listen to that actually speak that life, and that's not always about let me shake that booty, bring that poo poo over, the studs, this, studs, that. Like, you speak realness, you know?
Right.
And you give us your struggle.
Oh, yeah, definitely. When it comes to my music, man, I've been through hell and back, you feel me? And for me to just speak my story, I feel like my fans and people who follow me and understand. Like, we'll definitely support it. Yeah, I mean, we're recognized real all across the board. It don't matter what genre, what nationality you is. It's just real music. Yeah, I mean, I've been putting in a lot of work, and to finally get acknowledged for it, it's been crazy, man. Yeah, I mean, I've been doing it for so long. I'm definitely getting what I deserve right now. So it's definitely keeping me humble, though.
Well, that's definitely good. Being on the humble is a good thing. That's how you gotta be.
Always.
So, the name Sia. Can you tell us a little bit? How did you come along with that name?
I get that all the time. Well, of course, my real name is Michelle. And when I was 12 years old, my old manager, he was actually my cousin. We were sitting in the garage one day, and he's like, man, you know, you can't rap with a name like Michelle. You got to come up with a stage name. So I'm like, all right, cool. You know what I mean? And then he was like, you should call yourself Messiah. And I'm like, nah, man, that's too biblical. So I'm like, how about I just call myself Sire? Jesus' followers used to refer to him as Sire. So, you know, my name just means most high. You know what I mean? So I stuck with it, and it rang.
I like that. How you feel about that, Teddy? I think that's awesome. That's I like
I
the
love,
name.
I like the name too. I really do.
It's something unique. Too.
Thank you, man.
You have a unique name.
I like the way you spelled it.
Uh-huh.
Like now you're telling us, you know, how you got it, you know, and then it's like the way you spelled it. It was like Teddy said, it was very unique.
Mm-hmm.
And the message behind it, like you said, it's on the humble. It's good. It's a good message.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so can you tell the listeners where exactly are you from?
I was actually born in Barstow, California. I was born on a military base. And then, you know, with my mother being on drugs and whatnot, and my father doing his own thing, when everything got too real for me at that age, they shipped me off to Brooklyn, Bed-Stuy. So technically I was born out in Cali, but I'm Bed-Stuy to the death of me.
All right. Now, how was it growing up in New York, like?
The struggle was real, man. You know what I mean? Like, my grandmother did a damn good job raising me. You know what I mean? But sometimes when you grow up in the projects, you fall victim to that environment. And, you know, that's what I did. I became accustomed to the streets, you know, started hustling and whatnot. So, I mean, I seen a lot, you know what I mean? And I did a lot that I regret, but it definitely made me the person that I am, so. Growing up in Brooklyn, man, it's not for the faint of heart. It's real out here in these streets. So I learned quick, you know what I mean? So, but I definitely love the fact that I grew up in Brooklyn.
All right. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. So you say you are in California right now.
Mm-hmm.
I got to ask this question. Cause Lord, how does it feel to live in California? Like, tell
me. Hey, man. Hey, man. You know what, bro? So the weather and the women, amazing. Amazing.
Mm.
But, you know, it gets old quick, just like anywhere in the rest of the world. You know what I mean? When I first moved here, I had to go out and show my face, let niggas know that I'm out here. I'm in Cali now. So, I hit the clubs up. But it got old real quick. It's the same dudes popping bottles, and it'd be the same groupies trying to get to that bottle, and the same celebrities in every club, whether it's ratchet or some upscale stuff, you know what I mean? So it gets old quick, you know what I mean? Like, it's just about what you're really into. I do it because I have to. Do I like it? No. You know what I mean? But
I
can't even complain, man. I'm in Cali with Tank. It's all a blessing.
I hear that. Thank Lord Jesus. I deserve. I know that's right. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh,
bro. I
know, right?
I hear you over there.
Man, that song right there, that's an awesome song. I deserve. Lord Jesus. I could tell you some tap. We never saw. That's another show.
No, that's another show,
bro. Oh, have mercy. Let me ask another question. How would you describe your music for the public audience if they have never heard or seen you before?
My music, you really can't put my music in a box. I make
right.
music for everyone. You understand what I'm saying? I make music for my heart, for my soul, for what I believe in. Whether it's some hood stuff, some trap stuff, whether it's some, you know, some very positive stuff, some, you know, like some pop stuff, I could do it all. If I could do it, I'd do it. If I feel it, I'd do it. And then, you know, I give it to the fans. And my fans love it and they respect it. They don't ever doubt what I'm doing or why I'm doing it. You know what I mean? So my music is for everyone, for real.
I hear that. All right, take it back to your early childhood. What was your first experience with music like the first time?
This is why I love doing interviews for that question. The first time I fell in love with hip-hop, I was 7 years old. And I was watching TV. You know, my mama was doing her thing, and on across the television comes Bone Thugs and Harmony. And that was the first time I fell in love with hip hop. Just hearing these dudes be so lyrical, and but also being misunderstood for the type of music that they're creating, it just made me fall in love. And from that day on, man, I started writing and. Just to release everything I was going through at an early age, and next thing you know, poems and letters turned to raps. So, yeah. at the early age of 7.
Oh, I think music hit all of us around that age.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, I know my area, I was like Michael Jackson and, I want to say Prince and all them. I can definitely see you up there, man. Like, you up there already, but I can see you at the next awards, like, being nominated.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely, man. That's why I'm out here working real hard. I need to put a lot of stuff to the stop. You know what I mean? It's female rappers out here that's trying, but it's fabricated. It's a lot of facade going on, and I'm just trying to cut through all that. And right now, a lot of people in this industry are starting to respect me and starting to realize what I'm doing. And so, yeah, man, guaranteed by next year, you don't even know, by the end of this year, man, things is definitely going to be looking up, you know, for me and for our community and for us to finally have a voice. And I guarantee you I'm a die legend. Believe that.
Well, I cannot wait. I am in your corner 100%. I'm going to be on the sidelines. I'm going to be at all your shows. I'm coming. You hear me? So if you see a little black love, Mr. Brown looking one, stood over there in the corner, dominant female, whatever you want to call me. That's me with my Mr. Brown shorts on. I'm screaming, go fire!
Believe it.
I'm going to have my pom-pom
with that outfit on. Look, I'm going to be with you with that outfit on. You already know.
I'm going to put that outfit on, man. You know about the outfit and the wig. I'm going to put it on. You definitely got a fan over here. I'm trying to tell you.
You got a new one right here. You got a new one right here.
So what I'm going to do, you do have some fans. You have some fans here. So, ladies, if you do want to talk to Sia, if you are listening online or you listening on by the phone, press the number one right now, 646-716-6977. Do not be scared. She's here for you, okay? She's here to talk to her fans. So we're going to take it to the first airway. Area code 804-878. Talk to Sia.
Hello?
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 Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
All right, and you?
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Fire, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, my God. Like, I'm about to cry. You have no idea. Oh, my God. Like, I'm about to cry. Like, seriously, I have been following you since I was 18, since I first came out. Like, I first ran across your MySpace page. Oh, my God. My friend, she was from, she's actually from Brooklyn. And she was like, oh, my God, you got to see this girl. Like, she is so fan. I was like, okay. I want to hear her music. But, you know, you are fan, and the music is, like, off the chain. Oh, my God, I love you so much. You have no idea. Like, I'm seriously about to cry. Like, I'm so sorry. Oh, my Lord Jesus. Please forgive me.
Thank you so much.
I just think, personally, everything that you're doing, it's so incredible, and I'm so happy that you want to have the chance to come out, because we need a lesbian rapper in this game, because I think it's so, hip-hop is not the way it used to be when Queen Latifah was out, MC Light, Yo-Yo, all the old ones that really made hip-hop something. Uh-huh. And, like, I appreciate everything you're doing. Oh, I love that song called Heaven. Yes, girl, that's my song. That's my jam. I was watching the video. I was watching the video before I pressed one. You're welcome. Okay, that's all I have to say. Just keep doing what you're doing. I'm going to keep following you. Much love to you, and I hope you're nothing but the best.
Thank you so much, sweetheart. It's people like you that made me do it, baby. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right. We're going to take the next caller, area code 302. 287, talk to Sia.
Hey, thanks,
Dean. Hey, Koya. How you doing? Hey, Koya.
Teddy Bear, you all quiet tonight again?
I'm not quiet. Hey, Koya.
Hi, Sia, how are you?
How you doing, sweetheart?
Oh, I'm good. I was talking to Casey earlier about you.
And I definitely love your music. I actually met you when you was at Lover Girls in New York City last year.
Okay, work.
So it was really good meeting you, and that song Heaven is my shit. I banged hard with that. But my only question, I mean, number one, let me say this. I definitely appreciate everything you're doing and the way you're coming out, because we just started a show like in my state, and we're trying to, you know, do something positive for our community. So anybody that's in our community that's gay or transgender or bisexual that's trying to do something positive, I support it all the way. We need that. Mm-hmm. But my question to you is, like, how do you feel about your fans? And I ask this question because I follow a lot of different up-and-coming artists on Twitter, but they seem like once they get to the top, they get too cocky, and they forget that it's their fans that get them to where they're gonna be at. So, like you say, next year you're looking to be at the top, and I definitely pray for you every night that you really get there. But are you gonna ever forget about your fans? Will you ever step over to that cocky side, like you forgot who we are?
You know what, sweetheart? Honestly, through all my struggles and everything I've been through, even with me being in the industry since I was 13, I've seen it, heard it all, done it all, and to be honest with you, the fans make you, and honestly, there's not a cocky bone in me, and I honestly get around a lot of celebrities, and they're just so cocky, and I'm like,
there's no need
for that. Like, it drives me insane. It drives me insane.
So I don't understand it. I really don't. It's sad. Like I said, I just started my show actually last night, and we were so nervous. And I was just so excited to just get 100 views on the show, you know, already. Like, I was really in here on my knees crying and talking to God. Like, I really appreciate just reaching 100. Like, I appreciate it when it was just at 2 people looking at my video last night. And to have it get to over 100 earlier was amazing. And I was like, I'm going to always stay humble, you know, if my team reaches the level that we're trying to get to. So if you stay how you are now, much respect to you. Like, that's really, really respect.
Oh,
because
yeah, definitely,
I only respect
definitely.
Artists that keep it humble all the way. I mean, when you get to the top, we know you're going to have money. We know you're going to have the bitches. And, you know, we know you're going to be about that life. But it's like, don't forget that we got you there, because we support you all the way from day one, all the way until you reach your point, you know?
Right. You know what, man? Whether I got 2 fans or millions upon millions, I'm going to still be the same me, and I'll never change. And I always say that when I do interviews or if I meet people and, you know, they come up to me, yeah, do that. Every time you see me and you want to speak to me, you want a picture, do that, because I will definitely give it to you, because you can lose 1 fan or lose 1 million. That's just how quick it spreads, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I always say that. I'm like that. And no matter how much money I get, the money ain't never change me. It might change people around me, but it ain't gonna change me. Believe that.
I always say that a cocky person with money, that's like a money and a fool is always gonna part. So I hope everybody really understands that. But I thank you for answering my question. I also got your email address, because I would like to email you
about
you know, my team interviewing you on our show, you know, in the next few weeks, because we're just getting started. So we don't really have we know who we want to interview. It's just basically figuring out, like, when we're going to get them down to our state and going about the steps of doing it. But we definitely want to interview you. We think it would be a really, really good thing to do.
Okay, cool.
And I'll look forward to
it. Send it over, baby.
I sure will. But, all right, Casey, I'm on my way back to go see some fireworks. Teddy Bear, I got your birthday party set up. You better be excited.
Oh, right.
And I got you a big birthday cake. It's going to say teddy bear on it. But you can't eat it. It's on mine. I'm just buying it for you to look at.
Oh, okay.
I'm just joking with you. You a mess. I'll talk to you later. But thank you again, Saya. I appreciate it. Much respect to you, sweetheart.
Thank you, baby.
Bye.
All right.
All right. We're going to go to area code 804-247. Talk to Saya.
Well, hello. This is Tasha. First, I want to commend you, Casey, for uplifting BA, you know what I'm saying, doing the little gay thing that's going on, because they, you know, this is a Commonwealth state and they don't recognize anything. But, Saya, I've been listening to the whole conversation that's been going on. I actually have not heard your music, but I hear everybody saying about this song. So how can I listen to your music?
You could definitely you could go on Google and just type in Saya, or you know, whatever song you're looking for, or you can go to my YouTube. It's youtube.com/SayaTheDreamer. My website is IamSayaMusic.com. You can find it wherever you want to find it on the internet.
I'm not even. My daughter know more about the computer than I do. You know, than I do. And that's sad because I just work and make money for my daughter. You know what I'm saying? So she knows more about the computer. So that's where I want to get to know what's going on with you, because you're cute. I see the little pictures that Casey got on her, you know, on her little cheese on thing or whatever. But I just want to commend you, and you keep up the good work, and don't let nobody tell you that you can't do it. Because, I mean, but us being gay women, you know what I'm saying, we have to put more effort into it. And they got to take us more seriously than that, you know. And in Richmond, we live in Richmond, Virginia, and this is a Commonwealth state. I mean, you have to go over beyond here. Like, you know, I'm ready to move. Like, seriously. So, I come in. I know her by Cleo. I know her by Cleo. You know, I commend her for her hard work. You know, this thing that's coming up in August that I have not yet got my tickets and been calling your phone. But we're going to, you know, I just want to commend you for all the support and stuff that you're doing for VA. And Saya, you just keep up the good work. And I'm going to, right now, I'm about to get on the computer and listen to this song, Heaven, because everybody keeps saying something about it. So I just want to know that you have a new fan, you know what I'm saying? So just keep up the good work, baby.
Thank you, baby.
And you do not have to go online to look for it, because I am looking for it right now. I am going to play it for you. So as long as we finish with it, I'm going to make sure I play a few songs from it so you can get more in tune with Saya, okay?
Okay, thank you, babe. All
right. And thank you. All right, ladies, right now I'm going to let y'all hear a song by Saya, one of my personal favorites.
Oh,
go round and round. So, y'all ladies, get into it. Here she goes.
Starts to care when you ain't concerned. It seems like everything is falling into place, and you know it's something special, but it's hard for you to chase. So you let it get away and then regret it all later. I remember getting calls asking me for small favors. Now them same motherfuckers ain't around, cause everybody likes to disappear when you down.
Round, around, 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 round, around I go. Up and down the coast, but the world won't let me go. So I'ma chain this money and drink with all these hoes. Oh, 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 round around I go. Round around, 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 round around I go. Up and down the coast, but the world won't let me go. So I'ma spend this money and drink with all these hoes. Ain't that what fame's supposed to feel like?
At least that's what somebody told me. So I started spending money. Now I can't even control me more than anyone who knows me. I'm lonely, even in a room full of people who can console me. The old me never would have cared, but it's something about my future that I'm scared to even share. I just hope I make it there without a scratch on me. Here we go again. Shout out to all the groupies hoping that I notice them.
Round, around, 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 round, around I go. Up and down the coast, but the world won't let me go. So I'ma spend this money and drink with all these hoes. Oh, 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 round around I go. Round, around, 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 round around I go. Up and down the coast, but the world won't let me go. So I'ma spend this money and drink with all these hoes. Think that we're playing for the feel like.
Yeah. But it's never for the faint of heart. If time was money, then I probably would have saved your heart and buy you back every moment that he gave you. We from the same hood, we had the same view. A year ago, I probably just would have came through instead of acting like you was the one to blame too. I could barely remember why I was mad. I just
know that we was young around the time you left your dad. You became a little distant, and hardly even spoke. And we was really close, that's what probably hurt the most. But that's besides the point. How's your kid doing? I know he lost his father, but he lives through him. What a resemblance. I'm mad I never met him. Maybe one day, under a different spectrum, I hope I get to tell him how much I love his mother. Cause she was there for me when nobody else would have wanted it.
Tell me what it feels like every night. I don't even know.
Nobody else, man, but that song was dope. Yes.
I like that. Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, man. And I actually wrote that record for a best friend of mine. You know, I grew up with her. We was really close growing up, and I also grew up with her baby father, and her baby father got murdered 2 years ago. And so, you know, it was just a record that I felt like I had to do for her and for myself. And yeah, man, and it's just crazy how it came out.
Man, I'm sorry, but hear that.
It's all good, man. That's every day in the hood. You know what I mean? And, you know, we lose people, but we all gain a lot. So, you know.
That's true. That's true. And I was just about to ask you what made you write that song, but you gave me that. You gave me the answer. You know, the song that Heaven,
mm-hmm.
is that available to download?
Actually, yeah. If it's not in the description on YouTube, then you could definitely Google it, and there should be a few links for it. But yeah, it's definitely available for free download. That will be on the upcoming mixtape, Letter to the Sky. So yeah.
Oh, I was sitting up here looking for it. Cause everybody loves it. Everybody loves that song. Like everybody that I talk to, make sure she sang Heaven. make sure we do that.
Mm-hmm.
I've actually seen the video for it. The video is off the chain.
Thank you, man. Yeah, my director Mike Ho, he's an amazing director, and he shoots all of my videos. And the way we're trying to keep my videos are very movie based. So, you know,
yeah.
None of the concepts for my videos will ever be nothing bland. That's the way I'm going to keep it, you know, as far as my career. We're definitely going to be shooting many movies and definitely keep the fans involved. And, yeah, man, so stay tuned. Definitely a lot more videos coming.
Definitely, man. I'm going to let the fans hear this song right here. I'm going to hear Heaven since it is by request. Let me see. All right. Here we go, Sire Heaven.
I'm going to come home with the Can I get one more of them things? Yeah, believe that. Thank you, bro.
Another one. That's another one, man. Now, what inspired you to write Heaven?
Honestly, man, just me being around, you know, a lot of weed smokers, and you know, that's what I used to do back in the day. So, you know, it only seemed fit for me to go ahead and put out a record, you know, that everybody could vibe to. So, yeah, that was definitely the inspiration behind it. Some good weed, some good liquor, you know, a fine woman.
Yeah, there's some fine woman up in this video.
Yes, she is.
Oh.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Jennifer, man. I knew her for some years, and, you know, I didn't want to do what everybody would have thought I would have did, you know, put a big booty girl in the video. So, you know, we chose to go with a very upscale model, and it worked out perfect.
Yeah, she is upscale, yes.
Mm-mm-mm.
Hey, did you see the video?
Bro, I seen it today while I was washing clothes at the laundromat. I had to wash it 3 times and forgive me.
Yes.
Nice. Forgive me, but I had to wash it 3 times. It was beautiful.
I was about to press refresh. I was, you know. Yes. Well, I definitely want to commend you on everything that you're doing, man.
Thank you, man.
So, ladies, if you want to talk to Sia, don't be scared now. I think you got some women in all right. You got them scared a little bit.
It's all good. I'm listening in. I'm at a barbecue. I'm chilling.
As for barbecue. So, how was your 4th of July? Let's put it like that. How was your 4th of
July? Hey, man, I'm just getting started. I'm on the phone with y'all, and I'm over here sizzling, trying to stay away from the loud music.
Look at that. What you sipping on?
That good old hand dog.
All right. Well, is it the regular or is it the black?
I mean, it's that good rag that brings you down, baby. I don't mess with that black too much.
that black man, that black puts you somewhere you do not need to be.
Oh yeah, and I've been there. I was off that black one time and fell asleep in the club. My homies had to find me.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll definitely, it's smooth, though. Got a good taste to it, but,
Yeah.
Everything that's good, that look good and taste good is not good for you. No.
Right.
Not that. Teddy, do you have any questions for Saya?
No, not right at the present moment. I'm just still thinking about that song and that video. I wish I could have been in that video, been an extra in that video. I'm just saying.
Exactly. I wish I could have just been the wall.
Right?
Could have been that pole girl.
Okay.
For real. So, thinking back to your early childhood, you know, music surrounded us, so what type of music did you hear the most back then? I know you said Aaliyah, but how does the music then differ from the music now?
Growing up, honestly, the music was so real, it was so pure, and it's definitely a big difference now, you know, from the younger generation of cats that's doing music now. You know, I respect and commend artists for doing what they do as far as their craft, you know what I mean? But to me, it just doesn't come across real. It's not that feel good, you know what I mean? It doesn't make you reminisce, you know what I mean? But sometimes I definitely look for that type of music, and sometimes I gotta dig in the crates and go back, you know, back to the 90s and, you know, the early 2000s, you know what I mean? So the music has definitely changed. I definitely don't blame it on the artists. I blame it on the labels. You know, because the labels determine everything that goes on nowadays with these artists. And, you know, so, man, hip-hop, R&B, just music in general has changed, you know, and I just pray that one day it turns out to be for the better. And I definitely plan on being a part of that.
Well, guess what? You are the new voice of hip-hop, so you will be the change. I know. I know you're going to be the change.
You're
going to be the change, and it's going to work out. Trust that. Everything's going to work out. Because it's working out now. You definitely moving mountains, man. Like I say, you got She's On Support all the way.
Yes.
All the way. And you have a lot of fans on She's On, too. They acting like they don't want to talk to you. You know, I'm going to get the belt in a minute.
It's so good, baby. You got to remember, it's the 4th of July, you know what I mean? And I respect that, and everybody's chilling with their family and their friends and just enjoying life right now, so, you know.
Yeah.
Don't pick up for them.
don't pick up the belt. Bro, please don't get the belt. I don't want to go get the belt tonight. No.
Yeah, I get the belt. They know I do.
I know. But not the belt, though. No, it's the 4th, man. Like Saya said, it's the 4th. Everybody's chilling.
So what exactly, Saya, can we expect from a live performance? That would be awesome. I definitely want to know what we would be looking for if we come to a concert.
Man, just great music, good vibes, good energy, you know. I definitely perform with a live band, so, you know, don't expect me just coming out rapping over a CD. You're gonna get real good live music. And, yeah, man, when I do shows, I definitely do shows for the fans, you know, whoever's in the crowd supporting me, and, you know, I put on. So when you come to a Saya show, you're gonna leave remembering that for the rest of your life.
No, that's right. No, that's right. So are you single?
Yeah. Currently I am. Am I looking? No, music is my first priority right now. And that's really all I'm focused on, and, you know, getting this money.
Hear that. Your baby come first, man.
Always.
Work too hard for all that.
Always.
For real. So, Lord. You got any questions for us?
Nah, man. I mean, just not really questions. Just thanking you guys for definitely supporting my music. And, you know, just stay tuned, man, for real. Saya's going to put on for all of us, I promise you.
We waiting for you. You hear me? You're going to see my Mr. Brown looking Ted in the crowd, jumping out with my tambourine. I'm going to be, Saya!
I'm waiting for it, baby.
Waiting on that.
And I'm going to be standing right beside you, shaking my head, probably doing the same daggone thing.
All yes. right. Mr. Brandon Medea will be at the show. Trust and believe that. Yes.
So, I got a question for you.
Okay.
Just came to me. I didn't mean to cut you off, bro.
No, you good, man.
Would you ever come to the good old state of VA and do a show here?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Holler at them promoters. Tell them go ahead and book Sally. I'll be out there in the flesh.
Got to do that.
I think Teddy is trying to
What?
I think Teddy trying to hint some stuff over here, you know.
Yeah,
make it happen, make it happen.
Subliminally. Go on, bro.
Trying to do it subliminally.
Yeah, go on, Booker. You know, VA will support all day, every day. Come on now.
And you know. So y'all ladies, stay tuned. We're gonna try to get Sai out here in Virginia. We're going to try to get her. Matter of fact, we're not going to try. We're going to get her here. So, Saya,
there we go.
Next summer, Steve Prize 2013, we want you here.
I'm there.
You got people in the background screaming. I know that.
Yeah.
Go ahead, scream for.
Man, I'm at a barbecue. Yeah, man.
They is over here screaming loud, too. I know that's right. So, I see some people in the queue, so I'm going to go back. Let's go down here to area code 310-775. Talk to Sia. Okay, I don't want to click on them. I'm sorry. All right, we'll try somebody else. Let's go to area code 248-242. Talk to Sia. What in the world? You know what? I'm sorry, y'all. This thing is just acting crazy. Let me ask another question to get it straight. This thing is real bootleg, sorry. Please forgive me and these systems over here. But what do you feel distinguish an artist from just a plain old musician?
A real artist will give you them 110%, flaws and all, nothing fabricated. And I think that's what definitely separates a real artist from a musician. You know, there's a lot of cats out here that put on and do music because they feel that's what everybody want to hear, but it don't be the truth. You know what I mean? And it's very rare that you find a real artist that really gives you all of them, regardless of you know, how it's reciprocated. And, you know, so I think that's definitely a big separation.
Okay, good answer. All right, now we do have some callers now. Thank you. Let's go over to area code 340201. We got some people that came out the shadow. Here we go. Talk to Sia.
Hello? Am I on?
Yes, you're on.
Okay, listen. This Sam Thomas, I don't know if all you remember me.
Who?
I'm sorry, my accent, y'all might. Hold on. Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know. I remember watching some of your videos, but it's one video. I don't remember the name of it. You was driving in a car and you get robbed or something.
Yeah, that's I Put Niggas On.
Yes, I love the whole video. The
Thank
Heaven
you so
video,
much.
I liked it too. But you are, I don't want to come on this talk show or whatever this is and act like these other fans and start screaming even though I want to, but I will just say you are very pretty.
Thank you so much, Yart.
You're welcome. Well, that's all I really come to say.
Thank you. You have a great 4th of July.
You too.
Thank you.
Aw. She could have screamed. Could have screamed. We're going to hit up area code 415-671. Talk to Sia.
You would. You would put me on blast. Hi. I just text her letting her know to tell you that you are cute. But I'll just tell you myself, you're cute. That's all.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for putting me on the spot again. Thanks.
I was gonna do it.
And I'm shy, okay? I am very shy. So I'm over here like, oh my goodness. When she, I'm dreading her saying my number. And there she is saying my number. I knew it. But anyways, you're cute, you're pretty, you're everything and above. And hopefully you can come down to VA one day, and then I can go fly out there and do another show with you guys. See another show. But I'm ready. I'm ready for She Sound. She Pride.
One day soon, baby. One day soon.
All right. Bye, what's your fineness? I got to go. Come, y'all. Hang y'all.
Bye, sweetheart.
Bye.
All right, let's head over to area code 860-990. Talk to Saya.
Good evening, Saya. How are you? My name is Susan. I just want to tell you that I listened to the interview, and you are an amazing artist.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
You're very welcome. I grew up in the era of the Sugar Hill Gang, Big Daddy Kane, Afrika Bambaataa, Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five. I go way back. Q-Tip. Yeah, I grew up with rap music when rap music was real, real.
Uh-huh.
Yes, and I used to hang out in Bed-Stuy, Do or Die when I was in college. I had some college friends that went to school with me from Bed-Stuy. So I'm hip to the Bed-Stuy neighborhood. Yes, I am. But I wanted to tell you, I remember seeing you in an interview on one of the stations. I'm not sure what station it was, but you were being interviewed along with some other upcoming artists. Was that something that you remember doing?
Oh, man, I've done so much, honestly.
It has been like 2 or 3 months ago. I recognized when Casey was asking, how you doing, Casey and Teddy?
Mm-hmm.
When Casey, all right. When they were asking you questions, there were some of your answers that I recognized from, like, your childhood and growing up on a military base and moving with your grandmother. I remember you saying that in an interview that I saw you in. You were in an interview, or they were interviewing like upcoming, like on the rise artists, and you were interviewed. And I actually saw the interview, and I recognized when you said your grandmother in Brooklyn. I said I've heard her interview before, because you told a lot of that story that you told tonight. Your answers were along the same lines, and I don't forget. I have a really keen memory. When I hear something like it sticks with me, yeah. And I looked at your photos, and you are a very attractive young woman. I have to tell you, I don't usually give such compliments. Sorry, but you are very attractive, and your music is phenomenal. Like you're welcome. You are so welcome, and I want to tell you, God bless you, and keep moving forward. Keep doing what you're doing. Your music is real. It brought
thank
me
you,
back
man.
To the time when I was coming up. You're welcome. You are so very welcome, and I look forward, if you do come to She Pride next year, I will be there, and I would love to shake your hand and congratulate you on becoming a phenomenal artist. You are an artist. You're not a musician. You're an artist. You tell a story.
Thank you so much, man. Yeah, definitely. Look forward to that next year. They're going to make it happen.
Yes, and I want to be up on that mixtape, too, when it comes out, definitely.
Oh, yeah, for sure. There will be links all over.
All right, and I don't listen to a lot of rap music anymore just because I'm in the older generation, quote-unquote, now. But I will listen to some real gut level, like raw hip hop. That's what I'm into. I'm not into all that other, that ghetto storytelling. No, tell a story. Let us know what happened to you or what happened to someone close to you and put it into a story through your music. That's what it's all about. That's what real hip hop is.
Definitely.
Yes, it is. And I congratulate you. And like I said, I'm going to listen to the show. Enjoy talking to the listeners. And I'm out. You all have a good night, Timothy. Teddy, have a good night. Happy 4th to all three of you and to the listeners out there. I'm out.
All right, Daddy.
All right.
Thank you for the support. You're welcome.
All right. We're going to take it over to...
Sorry about the noise, y'all. It's about to get real loud out here in 2 minutes.
It's okay. We're going to definitely let you go. You got two more callers, and we're going to let you get to your barbecue. All right. This is area code 804562. Talk to Sia.
Oh, my God. Hey, Sia. Hey, Teddy. Hey, Casey.
How you doing?
I'm put on the spot, for real. And I'm caught out because I've been bad. I won't listen to the show. I was still partying for the 4th. I just called in. I don't know nothing. I'm stuck. I'm lost. This is what happened. KC put me on the spot all the time. But I can make a promise to you, Sia. I'm going to go in. I'm going to look you up, and I'm going to find out who you are because I have no idea.
It's all good, baby. Look it up.
And I'm going to personally send you you give me your email address, because after I look at it, I'm going to send you an email and tell you what I think, just because I was put on the spot and I just called in.
It's all good. Just email me booksayanow@gmail. Send me a message, baby.
Okay.
All right.
Y'all have a good night.
You too.
All
right. There you go, 757. 692, talk to Sia.
Hi, KC. Hi, Teddy.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing? Sia, you are, to me, just reaching for the stars, and you're going to succeed and go way past a lot of the artists that we have now today that are really not putting out any good music to me. So, I just wanted to say that. But my question for you is, I've seen on your YouTube that you did a collab with Chaos the Rapper.
Uh-huh.
And they have the video up there. Is there any other LGBTQ rappers that you actually want to do a collab with?
Actually, everything that I'm trying to do, that I want to do, I'm working on right now. I'm out here in L.A., and the main record that I really want to get done is with an artist named Janae Aiko, and I'm working on that right now. So, you know, and then as far as the LGBT community, you know, I'm definitely open to doing any type of collab. So, you know, I really can't say what I'm looking for. You know, whoever finds me and they with it, I'm with it too.
All right, thanks so much for answering my question. Y'all have a good 4th.
You too, baby.
All right, thanks.
All right, Sia. We definitely want to thank you for coming on the She's On Radio.
Hey, man, I appreciate you guys having me on the station.
And I know you got to get back to your holiday, because yesterday is the 4th and the fireworks are ready to blow. And yes.
All right, man.
So for everybody that's on the line that do not know how to get in contact with you, that maybe they want to book you or they just want to look at your YouTubes, hit you on Facebook or Twitter or whatever, can you go ahead and give them your social network so they can get in contact with you?
Oh, yeah. You guys can find me on Twitter. My name on there is Sia_SIYA_. My website is IamSiaMusic.com. And everything else, you just got to go ahead and Google me and you can find me on anything.
All right, y'all ladies, bring Sia into y'all town. Y'all support her. Y'all listen to the music. Hit her up. She's very humble, as you can see. And Y'all keep praying for her, man, because we need her at the top. She already at the top, but we know she can get
definitely
better. You feel what I'm saying?
Definitely. Thank you guys for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
All right, man. You have a good 4th.
All right. You too, baby.
All right.
All right.
Hello?
All right, ladies, tonight we gonna do something different, right? We are going to have a topic. And what I want y'all ladies to do right now, I want y'all to press the number one right now. Because the first person to press the number one, we're going to talk about that topic. That's going to be the topic for tonight. So, of course, okay. I don't know if all y'all push at the same time. Let me just go to the first person in the queue, area code 804-247. What would you like KC and Teddy to talk about on She's On Radio? What's a hot topic that's going in your mind right now? All right, 340-201. What's a hot topic right now that's flowing in your brain? What you want us to talk about?
Oh, that's me.
Yeah. Hello.
Oh, okay. If I didn't know I was gonna get picked, I don't know what to say. How about gay marriage or exes?
Oh, you want us to talk about the X factor?
Yeah.
So, okay. All right, so what I'll do, I'm going to click you off for a second. We're going to talk about the X factor, and you're going to be the first person we bring in, okay?
Okay.
All right. So, tell you, what's your opinion on that? She wants to talk about the X's. How do you feel about the X's, man? That is a hot topic right there.
Yes, it is. My opinion, exes are exes for a reason. They come into your life for a season. You learn from it and go on to the next and be happy with your next relationship. That's all I can say on that one. How about you, bro?
Me personally, exes are exes for a reason. There's a lot of people out here right now to this date that are still hot over their exes. That's okay, boo-boo. It is human. We all, at one point in time, I don't care who you are, especially when we're very emotional creatures, and we do tend to have an ex that we may even think about, even if it's in a bad way or in a good way, or we might miss some of the things they do. Come on now. Everybody goes through that. But what I'm going to say for you is if they are ex, they're ex for a reason. I don't condone going backwards because I'm a person that's about growth and about moving forward. You know, I feel like people are exes for a reason. You know, if they fucked up one time, I mean, yeah, they can come back and they can do better, but damn, you know, I feel like people are just worth more than going backwards. You get what I'm saying? Like, this person really did treat you like a dog. I don't care. I just feel like, you know, that people can be, they can still be your friends or whatever, but I wouldn't be able to trust somebody who treated me like a dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I wouldn't be able to trust them, you know, like, and they could be real good people afterwards, but it's like, damn, in the back of my mind, it's like, this is what they did to me. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like people should know their worth and what they are worth, you know? Like,
yeah.
They cool, you know. Hey, they exes. Hey, boo-boo, hey, ex, you know. But I'll see you next year, baby. I can't deal with you today. You had your turn. Keep it moving. You had your time. And you messed up. Yeah. Yes, we all had some exes that was thebomb.com, baby, okay? But just because they were thebomb.com back then, you can find somebody that's thebomber.com-er. That was goofy,
that was,
but still.
That was corny. But I like it, though. It was corny, but I
like
it. That was
kind of corny, though, Teddy. You still like that?
Bro, it was corny. I ain't even going to lie. But
it was
that
corny.
Was hot. That was hot corny.
Yes, it was like that joke, girl. Salads are dead, honey. It was.
That's something that you gotta repeat tomorrow night. And still gonna be corny, but I love you.
Yes. So what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna go down the line, and we're gonna talk about the X factor. I want everybody's opinion on the X Factor. Yes, yes, yes. Let's see who is first. Matter of fact, we're going to go to the topic starter. We're going to get her opinion on it. Area code 340-201. Let's talk about it.
Oh, I somewhat agree that they're ex for a reason, but something, you know, you just can't just get over, like, a first love. That's something difficult to just walk away from, I think.
Yeah.
It's been 5 years since I haven't probably seen my ex, and I'm still, like, you know, every time I speak to her, I still get the same butterfly that she gave me when I first met her. I don't know why, but she didn't treat me like she was supposed to at all times, so. I don't know, that's just me, I guess.
But you still love her, though, right?
Yeah.
That's human, you're human, you know, it's nothing wrong with that, like.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, I feel like if you love once and you love somebody, like with the word love shouldn't be used a lot, not unless you really mean it, you know what I'm saying? And once you love somebody for that one time, it's hard to not love them again. I think that's real fake, because how you just stop loving somebody, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It might not be a relationship love, but it's always going to be some type of love there for in your heart for them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing wrong with that.
Okay, and another thing. Okay. I don't want to get off topic, but I called like probably 2 weeks ago to St. Thomas. I called probably like 2 weeks ago, or
mm-hmm.
even more than that. And that's my ex calling me right now. I won't pick up. Anyway, so I was speaking to one of you guys about the whole sideline thing. About my whole situation, and then you guys call back Monday and tell y'all how it went. I stopped
mm-hmm.
talking to
her. You say you stopped talking to her?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. That's a good thing, right?
I mean, it's going to take me a while to get over her, but she texted me the other day. I did not text her back. She tried to call me, I did not call her back. So I guess I'm trying, but I'm not going to sit here and act like I don't miss her. But I was just tired of being that second person. I can't.
Oh, I remember you.
Yes.
You was pretty much telling us that you were the other woman.
Yes.
Right. Let me say something.
If I call and say St. Thomas, this is me.
Right.
Okay.
Because you deserve more. Come on now. I feel like, you know, the second woman gets the backside. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like she really did care about you. You know, she would have, you know, she might would have made arrangements to say, okay, well, look, I'm going to leave this woman, you know, because this you're who I'm feeling. I'm not saying that would have been... I don't think that would have been a good thing either, because I feel like if she would have left her girl for you, then she would do the same for you. You feel what I'm saying? So, I mean, yeah. You're beautiful. Like Pimp Class said, you a winner. You know? Somebody is out there for you. I know they are. And you're going to find them. You're going to find them real soon. Watch. They're going to come up to you, and they're going to be the best thing you ever seen in your life. Watch me. Watch what I tell you. I don't have a magic wand and, like, you know, splash it on you, but I'm just going to we're gonna just hope for the good, okay?
Okay.
All right. I want to thank you for calling. And keep your head up, baby. Don't be no second. Don't be no second for nobody. You're worth more than that, okay?
Okay.
All right, sweetheart. You call 804-562. Talk to us about the X Factor.
Hello.
Hello.
Well, I have to say that I don't have a problem with none of my exes. They all cool. like, not talk to on the phone every day, but if I see him in the street, I speak to him, you know. I don't have no hard feelings, whether it ended bad or good, it's all good. I wouldn't go back to him because I move forward, but, I mean, I don't have no problem with none of them. But I do want to say something to the last caller that just called, because I'm very familiar with that situation. The girl that I'm with now, we've been together for 3.5 years, and our first year, she had a girlfriend. And, well, we weren't together, so we won't subtract that, but we've been together for 3.5 years, but for the first year that we was cool with each other, she had a girlfriend, and we was just cool, we was just friends, we just chill, we didn't have sex, but feelings came into play, and because I felt like I deserved more, I had to let it go, tell her that I had to let it go, but we still ended up together, but, and I struggle with that every day, like not knowing if that's going to happen to me, if she's going to meet somebody one day and going to leave me, but it's just not a situation that nobody want to be in. I mean, we love each other to death now, but it's just pretty, just the whole thought of it, you know what I'm saying? Like, what if? Just it's always a, it's just a what if situation. You know what I'm saying? So she just feel good about whatever decision that she making. Don't feel bad about it. Feel better about, because in the long run, you don't want to be sitting around thinking like, oh, what if she do the same thing to me? Or you know what I'm saying? Just I don't know. I guess I'm explaining it right, but it just ain't a good feeling. So get ahead and deal with that hurt now. They have to think about that all the time.
That's true.
I'm not saying she, you know, she not, I mean, she not cheating on me now. At least I don't know if she is, but I don't think she is. I trust her. I don't think that she's doing nothing bad, but that's just how our relationship started off, and it's always in the back of my head that, you know, that's how we going to end, too. You know, if we do end, that's how, you know, that's just how I feel. And I don't think nobody want to live like that, so it ain't. If you can't get out of it and just get out of it, don't play second to none. Sometimes it can turn out good, but you just never know.
Yes, the second person is not, that is just not feel. I think we all been there one time in our life. That is, that's not a good thing. It's not a good feeling at all.
Yeah, especially when, you know,
really feeling that person, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I really, you know, I can honestly say I really fell in love with her before she fell in love with me, of course, because she was with somebody else, you know what I'm saying? So I kind of had to put myself on the back burner. It's just thank God that I was strong enough to be like, okay, hold on now. You know, like, I ain't no bad girl. Like, I deserve better, so you go ahead and, you know, I always respected the fact that, okay, you know, if you in love with somebody else, then you go ahead and be with that person. You know, and I didn't give her no ultimatum. I just respected her feelings for another person, and I was willing to let go. But I guess when that part came up, then she, you know, she had her feelings started to come out a whole lot more, and we ended up together. She really did, you know, she really did genuinely care about me, so she ended up leaving that girl. But I mean, it don't always work like that.
Right.
So I don't know. Just keep your head up, sweetheart. I don't know you, but just keep your head up. If you start, you know, if it ain't changed by now, then it's probably not, so you're probably making the best decision to go ahead on with your life. That's all I can say.
Good advice. I definitely take that advice, miss. That's some real stuff she's talking. But we definitely want to thank you for hitting up She's On Radio. Do not go nowhere, because we're going to fly another topic, and you are the next person in queue, so you will have the next topic. So we'll be right back to you.
I got one
too,
a good one.
We'll be right back to you, okay?
All right.
All
804-878. Talk to us. Hello, area code 804-878.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. Hey, boo. Hey, Teddy.
Hey, baby. That's my wife, everybody. That's my wife.
The X Factor. That is good. Tell that girl. Handle your business for asking that question, girl. That is good. I feel like exes are exes for a reason. They should stay in their lane as an ex. Sometimes being in a relationship and having an ex even still trying to deal with you, you know, can cause a lot of problems in a relationship. And I personally, being with you, Casey, I don't have no desire to be friends with any of my exes or anybody because I feel like I have the best woman. So sometimes you have to let the past go. Even though it is hard, you're still thinking about it. You're human. Sometimes you have your days. You know, if you're single, you're like, what if? Or maybe I could have did this or did that. But when God brings something better in your life, it's just better to let it go. Something in the past, it's just better to let it go. If y'all still friends, kudos to you. Kudos to the girls who can still be friends with their ex. I can't be friends with my exes because it's too much drama, and some people just, they grow apart, and when you got a difficult in your life, you gotta let the past go. To the girl that called and was like, she was a sad man, let me tell you something. I've been there. I've done that. Being a sad man, it's not good. You know your worth. You're a beautiful woman. You sound intelligent. Be you at all times. It's a woman out there that will love you 100%, love you for who you are, everything you have to offer. Sometimes women, we get so caught up in trying to find somebody to love us, and we never stop for 1 second and let that person come to us. We rush in relationship after relationship when sometimes when you break up with an ex, God just wants you to take that time and just sit and be able to let him bring somebody in your life worth you loving, and then vice versa. So that's all I got to say. Good show. I'm so happy I told Sophia. Woo! And to everybody, just keep your head up. Just keep your head up. That's all I can say. I'm hyped for She Pride. I can't wait to see some of the listeners. And big up to you, baby, and big up to Teddy. Y'all doing a great job every night. I'm a faithful listener to that support. So,
Lord,
love y'all.
Bless,
no. Don't blush, baby. It's okay.
Got me blushing on the air, man. They ain't supposed to see me blush.
I can't see you. I'm listening. I can't see you, though.
Man, you see me because you're looking at me right now. Somebody like
I know,
that.
Right? I could just walk right in as long as But like I was saying, exes are exes for a reason. If they're meant to be in your life, God will make a way for it to happen. If not, you have to live your life according to how you want to live it. And sometimes even people in your past is the right thing for you to do. Never saying you cannot be cordial and say, hi, how are you? Or whatever, you know, conversation or whatever. But if you think that it's going to bring any problems into you when you're trying to move forward, just let go and let God. So, big up to She's On. Love you all. All right, next caller.
All right. Yeah, I heard her. All right, well, thank you for the support, all right?
You're welcome.
All right. We don't hit a break. Shut up, man.
Oh, bro. You over there blushing. Why you got your blushing, man?
Be quiet, man.
You know
I'm a sucker for love, man. You got me over there blushing a little bit.
She go to my sister-in-law. She got my bro blushing.
Hey, man. You got me blushing, man. I'm sorry, ladies, if I'm blushing. I'm sorry. I got to get my thoughts together a little bit.
And it's a part of life. You got a good woman in your corner, man. She treating you right. I'm happy for the both of y'all. You can't do nothing but blush.
Yeah,
I'm just so happy for the both of y'all.
Thank you, man. You know, last night, y'all kept on cussing me out, smacking me over the computer, banging the space bars and the keyboards for me to go to that emergency room last night. And I promise y'all today that I will give y'all an update. That woman right there put my clothes on me, put me in the car, and said, "You going to the hospital." And I went last night. I suffered from migraines and some other stuff that I got to go see a neurologist for. But KC is cool. Y'all hear that? KC is here. Y'all my fans. I love y'all to death, and I'm going to continue to work for you. And that is what it is. And, you know, it's going to always be a hospital. They open 24 hours a day, but we got to get she. We got to get she's on radio on the map. You feel what I'm saying? So I'm here. I'm here for you. I love y'all. And Teddy, I love you too. And wife, I love you too. And all the callers, man, we're going to do it every night. You hear me? So, you know, I just want to thank y'all so much. I never got so much love from people in my life. And, you know, the Twitters and the Facebooks and the emails and even YouTube, okay? Yeah, I was on YouTube asking me, making sure I went to the doctor. So I just want to let you all know that I did go to the hospital yesterday, and I do have a doctor's appointment today at the lobby, though.
Okay.
I will update y'all some more.
Well, you know what I was going to do. I was going to catch that bus up 95 and take my belt, you know, and get
I know,
back.
Bro.
You already know.
You was one of the ones that was laying my ass out.
Again, shout out to Wifey. You know, sister-in-law, thank you for doing what you did to get her to go, because I was going to get your baby. I was going to get her. Just had to put that out there.
Yeah, man, I had to go, man. I'm headaches, man. When you get to the point, I'm telling y'all now, you know, listeners is on the phone, I'm a prime witness who I'm very stubborn when they come down to hospitals. But if you do have headaches and, you know, it's to the point where you can't see nothing, if you can't see nothing, you need to get up and go to the hospital, man. It could have been worse last night, but, you know what I'm saying? I just telling y'all now your health is important, man. Don't be stubborn like me and get your ass up and go to the hospital, all right? Let's go. All right, code 240-280. Tell us how you feel about the X Factor. Hello, 240? 240, Merry Christmas. Are you here?
Yeah.
You here?
Hello?
Hey, how are you?
Huh?
How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing awesome.
Okay. I thought that was so cute when when your wife hung up that you started blushing. I could tell as soon as you started speaking. But anyway, let me see the X Factor. Well, since you're talking about that, I did spend the 4th with her at a cookout. She was there. And,
Now, go ahead. You talk. I'm going to finish when you finish.
Yeah, she's a mutual friend, of my best friend. So, you know, he invited her or whatever. She was there. But I was sitting there, and I'm just looking at her and her daughter and her granddaughter, and I'm like, oh, my God. You know, I wanted the life back, but I didn't. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I'm still attracted to her, and I know I still love her, but I know that I just can't go down that road anymore. So, I would have to say an ex is an ex for a reason. But, yes, you will still be attracted to them, and you still will love them. But I want to touch on a topic that you guys were just talking about.
Mm-hmm.
The side chick.
Okay.
I'm in that situation right now. And so I don't really like it, no, but we were friends and it turned into, you know, we really care about each other and we love each other. But I don't know what to do.
Well, first, you gotta love yourself. That's just point blank period. Oh God, this thing's gonna hang us up.
Huh?
Now I was just saying,
just about to hang us up. But go ahead, finish what you were saying. No, finish what you were saying. You still got a little bit more time.
No, I was talking to other people. You get what I'm saying? But she didn't like that, so she pretty much didn't want me to deal with nobody else. And I know that sounds funny. I know, but I don't know what the hell to do. And she's like a big time gay, you know, celebrity. I don't want to say who she is, but I don't know. That's my babe.
So pretty much, she has a main woman.
Right, but she says she's gonna leave her.
Has she left her yet?
Oh no, not yet.
How long has she been telling you she's going to leave her?
For about 2 months.
Yeah. Well, the only thing I can tell you to do is play your cards right, know your worth, and love you. And you got to know what you're worth and is she really worth it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to tell you to not go on who you love, because that'll be real messed up of me to say, because I believe in love. And, you know, but I will, like I told the other lady, know your worth. Like, I know you're a beautiful woman, and I know that it's women probably flocking at you that are single and are ready to
right,
be
they
your
are,
only.
Because of her, but
just know your worth. I'm not going to say it's wrong or it's right, you know, because I can't judge you, but I will say that, you know, you got to know your worth, and you got to know that, you know, everything's going to be all right. And whatever choice you do decide to do, you have to live with it. You know, nobody mm-hmm. else can live with it but you. You feel me?
Right.
So I will definitely say just do, you know, make sure, like I tell everybody, be safe with it. I'm going to say it again, know your worth. I'm big on that. Know your worth. Mm-hmm. And don't be nobody's side chick if you don't have to be nobody. And then in this case, I don't think nobody got to be a side chick.
Mm-hmm.
2 months ago, she told her she was going to leave her, and she's still there. So you that's something you figure out. You know?
Did she just do that?
Huh?
Nothing, never mind.
Yeah, you know, just gotta, you know, that's just how I feel, you know, because I've been in a situation before. Oh, yeah, plenty of times. And the girl.
Here's the thing. I'm sorry to cut you off, but
yeah.
she seems to think that I'm her girl, but I still feel like I'm single. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm still single. I'm able to go and talk to whoever I want to. She doesn't want me to, but, I mean, it is what it is. I'm not having sex with nobody. Me and her not even having sex. So I think she just don't want me to give my mental to nobody else, you know. But anyway, I'm going to think more about it. I'm going to continue to stimulate my mind tonight. I'm enjoying the show. I really wish you would have clicked me in to talk to Saya, but you didn't.
Man, it was like, no, for real, look, some serious
and
stuff.
I seen it a while ago. I'm sorry to cut you off. But I seen it a while ago, and I loved it. And it's hot. So, anyway, Saya, if you're still on here or somebody listening, you're hot. The song is hot. The video was hot. Oh, my God. I don't know where they taped it at, but it was hot. But anyway, go ahead and say what you're going to say, and then I'm going to let you guys click on to somebody else, because I've been here for a long time.
Man, let me tell you something. Like I tell everybody, I'm going to tell you this now, so when it comes down to the next person, you'll know. You know, when we have big celebrities like Saya, and, you know, we're about to have Nastasia from Bad Girls Club and Tawanda Braxton and stuff like that, when I post that, that you need to be here at 10 o'clock. No, you need to be here at 9:45 just to get your cue in, because it's, let me tell you something, there's a lot of people that calls, but sometimes they can stay and sometimes they can't, you know. So it's like it goes by the first people that's in the queue. I try to be fair, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, because you kept saying nobody was on the queue, and I was on the damn queue.
Yeah, but it didn't show up. That's what I was telling Sai. This thing was bootleg. I was clicking on people. They weren't talking. This thing is bootleg. I'm going to be real with you. That's why, you know, we are, you know, we pitch this to the FM radio for satellite. And hopefully you will be able to tune on from your radio. So
that's
what we're working. That's what we're working towards now. So we ain't got to worry about this. You know? So... Well, we definitely want to thank you for calling in. Just, you know, 9:45 is like the best time to be here for like big stars, you know.
Okay.
That way you would definitely get in, cause it'd be a line. Be a line, but thank you for calling and supporting, and I hope you get that situation straightened out and call us and let us know what happened.
Yeah, she's gonna be my woman, so you guys will get the updates.
All right, well, you go for it. You know, go. I mean, like I said, if you strongly love this woman, she love you, and you know, I just only thing I can say about it is, you know, what I'm saying, like, stay as long as you can, but don't be a fool. You feel me?
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's how I want to sum it up. I think that's what I've been trying to say the whole time. But don't be a fool. Just, you know, like I said, know your worth. Just don't be a fool. Just.
Right. I mean, I'm going to give her time because, you know, she's been with her for 8 years. You know, I'm just coming into, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's a long time. Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
And if she says she's leaving for herself, you know, it's her decision, not because of me. I don't want her to leave her because of me. Not
yeah,
at all.
Yeah, for her. Yeah, I feel
that's
you.
That's why, you know, I'm her friend. You know, we chilling. We ain't had sex, nothing like that. But, you know, if that's what you want to do when you say you love me.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
But, I'm about to shut the show down. And I definitely want to thank you for hitting up. She's on radio. And, yeah, let us know them results.
All right,
have a good one.
Good night.
All right. Ted, I love you so much. You know that, man.
You know what? The same here, man. You know I got you, homie. You know I got you.
Tomorrow, ladies, we're going to have a Vertly look.
Uh-oh.
We already had radio artists, CEOs last night, but tomorrow we're going to have your favorite. We're going to have Mixed Boys. We're going to have Submissives. We're going to have Pain tomorrow. She's on radio. So y'all ladies tune in. 9:45 will guarantee your spot. So, yeah. Y'all already know they're going to be calling for them. So,
yeah, I already know.
Y'all be here at 9:45.
Yet again.
Call in 9:10 if you can. Be real with you. I love you so much, ladies. If you are going through financial problems and, you know, yeah, that job is not treating you like a person like you're supposed to be treated. They're not giving you your breaks and all that good stuff. Please go to www.positionyourself.info because there is a $1,200 sign-up bonus. These people want to pay you to work for them, and it's not no gimmick. I know a lot of people that are with them. Actually, one of my good friends are with them, and yes, you need to get on it. You are the reason that your finances are down. So let's make the reason that your finances are up, make sure that they are right. All right? Yes. On Facebook, Miss Unique. She's a awesome lesbian writer. She's doing it big. And I definitely want y'all to tune in and like her because we all we got. And we don't got, if the lesbians and the gays don't stand up for each other, who going to stand up for us and who going to support us? Nobody. So we got to take a stand and support our own. So y'all definitely need to tune in to Miss Unique. Her poetry is awesome. She writes a lot of stuff dealing with, you know, things that we're going through now. So it's www.facebook.com/unique poetic beautiful side. All right. Love y'all so much. Teddy, love you too, man. Y'all have a good 4th of July. And we will see you all tomorrow. All right.
All right.